SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
This is no ordinary bridge. This is one of the cathedrals of American infrastructure.
Transportation Secretary Buttigieg, who says the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore will be rebuilt after collapsing when it was hit by a container ship. Six construction workers missing in the aftermath of the accident are now presumed dead. The search of their bodies continues. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says divers returned to the water this morning.
I can't stress enough the heroism of these folks. They are in frigid conditions. They are down there in darkness where they can literally see about a foot in front of them. They are trying to navigate mangled metal. And they're also in a place that it is now presumed that people have lost their lives.
Moore, who says he met with the families of the missing construction workers. Prime Minister Netanyahu vowing to press ahead with Israel's offensive. He's blasting a UN Security Council resolution calling for a pause in the fighting, saying it has emboldened Hamas to reject a separate ceasefire proposal. Also at SRNnews.com, a New York judge has slapped a gag order on former President Trump in the so-called hush money criminal trial.
The gag order prohibits the former president from making public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors. The judge granted the prosecution's request for a gag order, citing Trump's prior comments about him and others in the case, as well as a looming April 15 trial date. Under terms of the order, Trump can make comments about the judge or Manhattan DA, but must not attack key figures in the case. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A Texas law allowing the state to arrest and deport suspected illegal aliens remains on hold. A federal appeals court extending a ban on enforcement of the statute while a challenge works its way through the courts. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow up 263 points. This is SRN News. Preparations now underway for Franklin Graham's next trip.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Poland next month. Thousands are expected to gather in the city of Krakow on April 13th to hear Graham preach and Christian music stars such as Michael W. Smith perform. The leader of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has already visited Mexico City this year and has a gospel festival slated for September in Italy. Other foreign trips may be added to his schedule later. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A drag queen story hour event scheduled to take place at a Pennsylvania library has been canceled after threats were made. Police say a suspicious package was found in the building, forcing the evacuation of a two-block area. Other threats were made via the phone and social media. Local residents had been voicing their displeasure with the planned event, which is part of a nationwide drag queen story hour campaign. This is SRN News. How do Americans feel about the state of the economy?
Consumer confidence held steady this month. The Conference Board, which is a business research group, says its consumer confidence index ticked down a fraction in March. That index measures both Americans' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. The index measuring American short-term expectations for income, business, and the job market fell further, while consumers' views of current conditions improved. I'm Shelley Adler.
NBC News will be cutting ties with former Republican National Committee Chief Ronna McDaniel. She was hired just last week as an on-air political contributor. The decision conveyed in a memo to staff members from the top official of the network's news division. It came after a furious and very public protest by some of its journalists and commentators. More details, SRNnews.com.